Welcome to Rebecca Sounds Reveille. This show is something that you're going to want to pay quite a bit of attention to, especially if you have ever yourself experienced, been told, dealt with, or know of anyone who has had any of those things happen to them in the form of facing cancer. This show is something that you really want to focus on and get out to everybody that you know, because with us today is returning guest David Dieker. And what's exciting about David and his background, along with the things that he's going to share with us today, is that he, along with his parents, Maureen and Gordon, started Nature Reigns. And he now runs the business alongside his wife, Carolina, and their three children. And all of the products are, wait for it, nutraceuticals, dermaceuticals, and quantum nano supplements. This is really important because these products are something that you can't just go down to your local store and get off the shelf, yet having these can change your life. So with us today, I don't want to wait any further to bring him on. So here we go. David, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Rebecca. It's good to be back on with you.
I'm really excited because I've been using the Health Tonic and I really like it. In fact, after the show that we did last time, I was thinking the very first time that I went to use it, that it was really going to have this taste that was just going to, you know, kind of shock me. And it didn't. I found that I actually like it. So I am a fan already of the Health Tonic and also I'm using the Raindrops, and I love that as well. So I noticed a difference right away, but I want to talk with you today about your new product that is out, because so many people are facing different forms of cancer and there is so much frustration in getting treatment or even just having minor things that go along with it change. Because even, you know, sometimes that little poke of something, once it's removed, can sort of give you different perspective on things. But you've got something that's changing all of that from the little to the big. So tell me what you got.
Yeah, it kind of goes back. There's, you know, cancer has a long history with us. And, you know, it's something that there's a lot of kind of misconceptions around. And, you know, virtually everybody has cancer at some stage in their life. Like cancer is simply a cell that's not functioning normally. And literally everybody has cancer. Like multiple times in your life, you'll have a cell that isn't functioning normally, and then your body takes care of it. So it only becomes an issue when your body doesn't have the tools that it needs to take care of it. Normally, when you get an abnormal cell, you know, your white blood cells, your red blood cells, your immune system responds to it, and it kind of cordons it off and moves it out of the body, and it's not an issue. And this literally happens to every single person on this planet multiple times through your life. Your cells don't, some of your cells age or they're not, you know, they get a little bit sick and they don't function normally, and your body just takes care of it. And like I said earlier, it becomes an issue when we're not able to take care of it.
Yes. And I really like that you're pointing that out. I think this is really important to focus on for just a minute, because oftentimes you go to the doctor, you take a test and you get a phone call and they will say you have precancer, or this is in stage this, or you have cancer. And that word in itself sort of takes our mind and goes like this, and we see nothing.
Oh my God, I'm gonna die.
Yes, that's exactly it. And we see nothing else. We hear nothing else. And that in itself, our mindset can really be very disparaging.
Yeah.
In just that itself. So the fact that you're sharing what you have gives us a chance to think about something there. What you've said is this particular cell doesn't, I don't have the right tools to go in and help it, eliminate it, fix it, whatever it is that we need to do. That's a big deal, because now we're shifting our focus on what tools do I need to remedy this situation?
Yeah. So I think it's important to start the groundwork with, cancer is not a big deal. Cancer is something that everybody gets. And if your body has all of the right tools and all the right nutrients, your body takes care of it by itself and you never hear about it. You know, you've had cancer cells in your body before. You've never heard about it, that your body's done what it needed to do. It moves them out. I've had cancer cells. Everyone has had it. So not a big deal. It's only a big deal when your body isn't working properly. And that's where I think we need to focus in on. And there's a lot of things like antioxidants and free radical scavengers and all these kinds of things that your body needs. I think why it's becoming so much of an issue is because of our diet and because of our environment. Our immune systems are so busy with so many different things that they're not focusing on the little thing, the little cell that's not, you know, kind of a glitch cell that's malfunctioning. Your body's thinking, oh my God, there's this kind of stuff that I'm, you know, your body's just overwhelmed with a lot of different things. You know, we spoke last time and we speak a lot about energy, about frequencies. And when you go get that test at the doctor and the doctor says, we found abnormal cells in your body that may become cancerous, this energy surrounds you with, oh my God, I'm going to die. And you start getting all of this stuff coming through. You know, your life flashes before your eyes, your heart sinks, and you're like, wow, I have cancer. Mm-hmm. And then your whole body goes into the state of shock and the state of negative energy and, you know, I'm dying. I'm going to die. Like, this is what's happening. This is what all your cells are now hearing. I'm dying. Like, we're going through this process of death now. So, you know, my belief is that we should all be doing things to make sure our body has the tools it needs so that you never get that phone call saying, we found this, because the energy around that phone call can kill you by itself.
Yes.
You know?
Yes, it can.
Yeah. So, and I'm a big believer in that. You know, when I was a kid in Africa, my parents were missionaries in Africa, and there were these witch doctors who used to make this little potion. Like, if somebody took, if somebody was jealous over somebody else, they would pay a witch doctor to basically make a potion to kill this person. And the potion, I mean, there are things that could kill you. I'm not saying that, but in the places we lived in, if somebody walked outside of their house and they saw this bottle of potion on their doorstep, they knew somebody has put a spell on me. That's what this potion means. Somebody's put a spell on me. I'm going to die. And that energy that's created in your body is like your mind has said, I'm going to die now because I see this bottle of potion. Whether there's anything in that, like arsenic or something that could physically kill you, I don't know. But when a person saw that bottle, they knew this spell has been put on me. I have this much time and I'm going to die. And a lot of times the people would die. So the power of the mind, I think, plays a lot in here. So it takes me back to that. We don't want to ever get that phone call, because once we get that phone call that they've found this in the body, then your mind is also working against you. So let's back it up to before we go into that test, before we get that phone call, what are we doing right now to never have to do that test and never have to make that phone call? And that's what we've built this product around. So I'm not going to say that this product works on cancer. It's not a medicine. It's not meant to diagnose, treat, or cure any disease or ailment. What we're looking for is giving your body antioxidants and these herbs and plant extracts that we've found that are the tools your body needs to process stuff like this in a healthy fashion. So the name of the product is Nanogravion, and it's built around a product from Peru, or a plant from Peru called Graviola, which is a very high antioxidant product. This plant, it's actually a world of benefits to it. But we've formulated this product around this Graviola species because it's something that has an affinity for cancer cells or for abnormal cells. And it works on the cellular level of your body by feeding the cells and making sure that they're all kind of functioning normally.
So what's interesting that you say, because what I'm hearing you say is that by utilizing this before, it continues to make all of your cells function normally, and it's providing food to the other cells. Whereas an abnormal cell will say feed off of things like sugar and things like that, and it will cause it to grow in a larger abnormality, which eventually can turn into other stages of exactly what we're talking
about.
Okay. I want to make sure I'm really clear so that the audience too can understand, because we hear oftentimes, well, as long as you avoid this in your diet, like sugar, you'll completely eliminate the potential of getting something. And that's not the case, because you have to make sure that the other cells, everything is working on a healthy level, and it's maintaining a defense system with antioxidants and the things that you have.
Yeah, I mean, you hear that, you've heard that saying, like, the best defense is a good offense. And I feel like that's true. You know, when it goes to the body, instead of saying, okay, now we've got this thing that we have to deal with, like, let's not get to that point, you know? And if you do get to that point, it's also not too late. Like, if you've had that phone call, if you've had that test and the doctor says, this is what we've found, that doesn't mean it's too late for you that you've gotten to that point. It just means your body has to work a little bit harder. And also, if you've done chemotherapy and radiation and all of that kind of stuff, it's also not too late for your body to recover. So there's no point until there's a flat line on the monitor and you've gone to be with your maker, then it's too late. Then we can't bring you back.
I really like that you're sharing that, because I know that people feel devastated when they're going through different types of radiation and chemotherapy. And they're really saying, I think it's going to be that kills me, not the disease itself that I'm facing.
Yeah. So I've heard the analogy, and I know people who have done chemotherapy and radiation and beat cancer. So I'm not saying it doesn't work. But I've heard the analogy, which I love to use. Chemotherapy and radiation is like, you walk out your backyard one morning and you're drinking your cup of coffee and you're looking at your beautiful lawn and you see a weed growing up in the middle of the lawn. Okay. And you spray weed killer, or like something that destroys your grass. You spray poison on the whole of your backyard because you've got that weed, and it kills your grass. It kills the weed. It kills everything. And then you hope that only the grass grows back and no weeds grow back afterwards. That's what chemotherapy and radiation is. It destroys everything in your body, and then we hope that only the good stuff comes back. And there are times when your immune system is strong enough and your body's strong enough and you're getting the right nutrients, and the good stuff comes back and the bad stuff doesn't. And there's a whole emotional component in that, and I'd love to get into that, but I don't know if we'll have time for that today. But there's an emotional component in everything. So you can get rid of that cancer. The weed doesn't grow back, only the good stuff grows back. But if you haven't fixed that emotional component, that the cancer is a manifestation of something else that's going on in your life. I believe that every physical ailment is a manifestation of something happening in your etheric life, in your memories, in your cells, in your, you know, in your emotional life. Let's call it that. So you may get rid of that weed, the grass might grow back, but there's a seed for weeds somewhere in the ground.
Okay.
And if you don't deal with that seed, it's going to pop up somewhere else, you know? So that's where we're going as a company, is moving more towards the emotional stuff. And that's why we put frequencies and all this kind of stuff into our products, because health is moving in that direction. As far as, you know, Nikola Tesla said, if you want to understand the secrets of the universe, you have to think about energy, frequency, and vibration. And that literally is the secrets to the universe. And we are electrical beings, and energy, frequency, and vibrations affect our physical chemistry drastically. So, you know, like I was saying, you get that phone call, your heart sinks, your whole body goes, oh my goodness, I'm going to die. And your body literally starts dying when you make that decision. And it just takes a little while to catch up to you. So the energy of that thought will start to kill you. So I've gotten off track a little bit, but
I think what you're saying really makes a lot of sense. And for those who have thought about or started to discover whole health, this is an area that really we should be focusing on, because it's mind, body, soul, and then looking at what's in our environment. So, you know, in our, the circle around us, in where we go, because all of these things come into play, much like you're saying. I mean, you've got, when we go outside, depending on where you're at, certain air pollution and the chemicals that are within that can have a direct impact. But there's even more than that. And I like what you're really focusing in on as in terms of the whole health aspect, because our mind is so powerful. And I'll go back for people who may not have had an opportunity to learn or discover the benefits of focusing on whole health. But I'll start with this, going back to even when I was a kid. So this is, I'll date myself, this is back in the 70s. But I can remember a time when they were talking about take a sugar pill, which we don't want to do. I mean, we know now what sugar is, but the whole point in it being a placebo and people taking that and having these drastic healings to different ailments that they were facing simply because of the power of the mind. They thought it was a cure. They believed it. And there was transformation.
There have been clinical studies where the placebo had better results than the medicine that they were testing, because the people in the control group and in the placebo group had a good state of mind, and they believed that what I'm taking is going to make me feel better, and then they get better. So there have been many clinical trials that have been stopped because the placebo did better than the medicine itself. And then they kind of rework things and get a new control group in and then run the trial again. Yes. But it's a thing. It's a real thing that your mind, if you can put yourself into a positive state of mind, you can do absolutely anything. I know a girl who had a baseball sized tumor in her brain, and the doctors gave her like 3 months to live. And she quit everything. She moved to Peru and started just eating whole raw foods.
Okay.
And within 6 months, that tumor was gone. And to this day, I'm friends with her now. This has been, I met her in 2013, I met her. And she was supposed to have died 3 or 4 years before that already. But she just, she didn't accept it. She said, no, this isn't going to happen to me. I'm not going out this way. She moved to the middle of nowhere in Peru where she didn't know anybody. And she just started eating clean food. And she healed herself. And the world is full of people like that. So there is literally no, there is never too late until there's a flat line on the monitor.
I absolutely love it. And along with that, so in conjunction with using the power of the mind, we also have to utilize tools to ensure that we have the right things to feed every part of the body in staying healthy. And I know that in my research, I learned many years ago that prescriptions are actually the result of utilizing the natural substances of plants and things like that here before they even add any type of synthetics to it. So going back to what's natural and having it in its purest form, along with the way that you're utilizing forward quantum technology to your products, this is a game changer.
Absolutely. And I mean, I don't say this just because it's our company, but I firmly believe that myself and my colleagues, we are on the front lines of the future of health, because let's take this as an example, is how we test the product when we formulate it. So we have some technology where we're able to test the energy frequency of a product, of a formula, against a large database of people. So we'll come up with a formula. Let's talk about this Gravion product. We came up with it. We said, these are some of the things that we want to affect. We found a few ingredients that just had amazing results. Like Graviola, if you do research on Graviola, there are clinical studies out there, in vivo, in vitro, clinical studies of Graviola and cancer cells, or abnormally functioning cells in the body. So there's clinical research about this one ingredient. And some of the other ingredients, there's also clinical research on. If you go to PubMed, pubmed.com, you can find clinical studies on essential oils. You can find clinical studies on, I mean, you can just type something in and you'll find somebody has looked at it. Somebody has done a study on that thing. So Graviola does have clinical studies on its usefulness against cancer cells. So we found a combination of products of ingredients. And we thought, okay, we feel like this has a good chance of being very effective towards balancing out abnormal cells in the body. So we put it on this machine and we test it against a database of our customers energetically and say, is this product going to have any negative reaction against this control group of people? And it'll show us on a scale of 1 to 10, yes, it has allergens, or it has this, or it has that, or it has that. And then we'll adjust the formula and we'll adjust it until we know that there isn't a negative side effect on our control group of people. So compared to a pharmaceutical product where on their commercial, they say may cause, you know, GI bleeding, may cause headaches, may cause insomnia, may even cause in some rare cases death. And it's an allergy pill or something like that. You know, like I would rather sneeze than possibly die.
Yes.
So we test it out and we say, is there going to be any negative reaction towards this controlled group of people? And we keep working on it until we get a no. And then we say, okay, on a scale of 1 to 10, how good are these ingredients at preventing abnormal cells from turning cancerous, or helping cancer cells to return to a healthy state, or eliminating the cancerous cells from the body? I don't want to say eliminating, but encouraging the body to do what it's supposed to do naturally.
Sure.
So on a scale of 1 to 10, how is this? And this particular product, we have got up to 526% effective against what we are trying to do. So we're very proud of it because it's the highest performing product. All of our products are over 200% effective. Some of them hit into the 300, some of them hit into the 400. This is the first product we've made that's into the 500% effective range. So we can say, literally, before we put it into a bottle and put it on our website, we know that this is 526% effective for doing what we want it to do in the body. So there's no, you know, we don't need to do a clinical trial. We know, A, we're not going to hurt anybody, which is the absolute most important thing. We're not going to hurt anyone. And we have a really good chance of helping somebody. And I, you know, I'm not going to say it's guaranteed to work because there are lots of other factors in the body. You know, you may have other unforeseen things. So I'm saying, when we're looking at this cell, is this good for this cell? Yes, it is. So that's what we have, a 526% efficacy range on that target. There's lots of other cofactors and stuff. You may have other conditions that lead to this and lead to this. You may be on this medication. You may have all kinds of things. You may have a very negative state of mind. You may not want to live. You may want all these kinds of things. So all of that plays a factor in. But this product, for what we were targeting, is 526% effective. So we've got a pretty good idea that it's good for people before it even gets out there.
Phenomenal number.
Yeah.
It's ginormous. It is.
Yes. Phenomenal. It's a good number, you know, and to say, like, you know, zero negative side effects is almost as good as that good number for the positive effects. Mm-hmm. And that's how we formulate the product. We energetically test it against a database of people and say, how will those people react to this product? And we keep altering it until we come up with something where we go, okay, this is phenomenal. Now we're going to put it out to market. So literally today, before I spoke to you, that product went up on our website and it's available now.
I love it.
Yeah.
Code for the audience, which is code REVELE, REVEILLE. You can definitely check that out.
I've changed your code.
Oh,
because
okay.
I feel like that may have been difficult for people. So I've used the three letters RDR for Rebecca Does Reveille. And you know what? I should make it. It's Rebecca Sounds Reveille, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
I'm going to make it Rebecca. So RSR, Rebecca Sounds Reveille.
Awesome. RSR. And
RSR. So just use that because Reveille is kind of a difficult word to spell. Like even when I was making the code, I had to look it up how to spell Reveille. So okay. I must admit it wasn't my go-to easy thing to spell. So
we need it easy. RSR.
Yeah. We're making it easy. So RSR, put that in and you get 10% discount on anything that you purchase on the website.
I love it. And there's so many things there, but what I'm thinking about this 526% and how it really zeroes in on the abnormal cell and just does miracles with it. I'm thinking about I'm going to assume, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, that it's kind of like the health tonic that you take it three times a day if you're having an issue and then once a day for maintenance.
So with this product, it's two capsules a day as like a daily routine. For maintenance, I would say it's probably better to take it the two capsules a day for like one or two bottles. So maybe even like 1 month, every 6 to 10 months, just take a bottle.
Okay. That makes sense.
Yeah. It's probably better to go through the course because you're giving your body like a nice 30 day supply of all this stuff that it needs so that your body can kind of work its own magic. I would say that's probably better as a maintenance than reducing the dose or doing it less often. So let's just say, like once a year, take a bottle. If you don't have any issues, once a year, take a bottle and just use it to kind of boost yourself along with keeping your immune system high and eating right and exercising and all those kinds of things. For somebody who does have something that their body's trying to overcome, you would want to stay on it for a prolonged amount of time. Mm-hmm. I would say inside of 30 to 60 days, you're going to see results as far as your body's ability to process this out.
I am just in awe of this because I really think that this is going to provide so many people some amazing miracles in their life on so many levels, not just the issue that we're talking about, but then preventing other things. Because if we have healthy cells, we're not going to be subjected to other things that may try to attack the cells as well. So I'm looking at this in such a major, 526%, just, I'm still
amazing.
Cannot wrap my head around how phenomenal this is because this is a game changer.
So there's several things that you need. So you can take that product by itself, but we've got one more product that we're going to be launching here probably in about 2 weeks, which is a colon cleanse, a really deep colon cleanse. And I think anybody whose body if there's something your body's trying to overcome, you have to clean your body out. And I cannot stress that enough. So up until now, we've used our health tonic that you've been using. And our health tonic is the number one go-to to start cleaning your body out. Well, in the next probably 2 or 3 weeks, we're going to be launching our colon cleanse product. And this product helps to clean the colon. And there's something called mucoid plaque, which builds up on the inside of your colon. And it can turn into this really thick black film that builds up on the walls of your colon. And it actually prevents your body from absorbing nutrients. So the longer you have toxins and all this kind of stuff, and it's 100% the fault of our modern diet. Back in the days where we used to eat, where we used to forage for food and, eat a lot of fresh whole greens and nuts and fruits and all that kind of stuff, we didn't ever need to clean off this mucoid plaque. But nowadays, I would say I'd be very hard pressed to find somebody who doesn't have mucoid plaque in their colon. Like maybe if you've done 1 or 2 months worth of a juice fast, you might have been able to get rid of it. If you've been vegan your whole life, you probably don't have one. You've probably never built one up. But if you're eating red meat, if you're eating meat, if you're eating processed foods, so your body starts to build up this protective layer of mucoid plaque on the inside of your colon, basically to protect your body from absorbing the toxins that you're eating. Because if you had to absorb all the toxins in, you know, I don't want to name anything, but if you had to absorb all of the toxins in some of the food that we eat, it would probably kill you. So your body starts to build up this layer of film to protect you from this. So I would say that the health tonic is the number one go-to for starting to clean the body out. This colon cleanse is going to help to remove that mucoid plaque and flush that out so that toxins and everything can leave your body. And it creates kind of a, it creates an environment in your colon for detoxification, because once this film builds up too thick, it's kind of sticky and it holds on to stuff. So you'll end up with a lot of feces and stuff like built up and staying in your colon that doesn't go all the way through. Yeah. So we've developed this colon cleanse to kind of loosen up that film and help to move it out of your body, which is going to increase your nutrient absorption and everything from the food you eat, your energy levels, all that kind of stuff are going to go up. And because we're cleaning that out, it's going to be easier for your body to get rid of cells and everything that it doesn't need. So I'm going to be building a couple of packages over the next couple of weeks. And one of them is going to be the health tonic, the colon cleanse, and the Gravion. Those are going to be three fantastic things that are all going to work really well together. The next one is probably the end of January. We're going to be launching a very special heavy metal cleanse. And that cleanse is something we've been working on for about 2 years now. Because there are some things that shall not be named that are new toxins in our environment. I would say definitely the last 2 years, it's been very big in our environment. Some people take it, some people don't take it. It's kind of a hot topic. Some people are forced to take it and don't want it, don't want to keep it in their body. So we've created this heavy metal cleanse to grab a lot of those things that we know are heavy metals that need to come out of the body, that need to come out of the cells of the body. And that's going to be another package that we're creating. And I think when we get a little bit closer to having that ready, then we'll have another conversation around that. But that's something that we are working on, and we're in kind of the final stages of formulation. Again, ticking off those boxes, making sure there's no negative side effects, and then coming up with a number on how strong we can make it. Right now, we're sitting at about 250%. We would like to get it up into the 300% range. So we're just tweaking a couple of ingredients, trying to push it over that 300 threshold, because I feel like there's some things we're being exposed to that we don't know what they are yet. And particularly, I think everybody knows what I'm talking about. There's stuff in there that we don't know what the effects are going to be on the body. So we're trying to push that number up as high as we can without having any kind of negative effect on the body. And so, you know, you can get rid of everything in there that's an allergen. But then so a heavy metal cleanse, for instance, will pull vitamin C and vitamin A, vitamin D. It will pull some of these vitamins out of the body.
Okay.
So when you do a heavy metal cleanse, it's not just metals. There's other stuff that it grabs and takes out also. And some of those extra things we want to come out, some of them we don't want to come out. So you can make the product so effective that it strips all of the vitamin A out of your body, which is a bad thing. So now we're back to having a number for something that's negative. So there's a delicate balance of making the product effective so that it cleans the body, but not cleaning the body too well that you're now deficient in vitamin B12 and vitamin A, and now you've got to build all of that stuff back up.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. So we're working on that right now, but I would say probably by the end of January, that product is going to be ready to go. And that's something I think I'm going to stay away from that because there's no way to say it easily, but let's just say anybody who's had heavy metal exposure should take a product like this to remove the heavy metals from your body. And if you think, I mean, anybody who swam in a swimming pool since 1980 has had lead exposure from the paint that they used to coat swimming pools with. The stuff that's in, there's heavy metals in chlorine that they put into swimming pools. There's heavy metals in 99% of the supplements on the market right now. We have allowable thresholds of heavy metals in a supplement because everything has heavy metals in it. Okay. So if you have taken a cheap supplement, you have heavy metals. So there's like everybody has had heavy metal exposure. It's just to what degree and how embedded in your system was that heavy metal. You know, fillings all used to have mercury in them. So, you know, if you're over the age of probably 30 and you have fillings, you've got mercury inside your body. Nowadays, dentists won't even remove those fillings because they don't want to be exposed to that mercury. And pulling that filling out will expose you to so much mercury that it's very dangerous for you. So dentists opt usually to just leave that filling in because removing it could get some of it into your bloodstream, which is very, very bad for you.
This is fascinating. I had no idea about that.
Yeah. So, I mean, a lot of times, it depends what dentist you go to, but a lot of times the dentist will say to leave it in because extracting it could expose you to the mercury. If they break it open and some of it gets in your saliva and stuff, like, you could get mercury poisoning. So a lot of times they tend to just leave it alone. And if you do have a mercury filling, I highly recommend you doing a heavy metal cleanse because I've seen people who have done heavy metal cleanses who have had mercury fillings, and the benefits they get, they have a whole range of health issues that go away. And they thought, how is this related to the filling in my mouth? And it is. And I can't think of any off the top of my head, but there's a lot of things that are related to that you don't even realize that you may have been living with for 10 or 15 years. And you do that heavy metal cleanse and you get rid of that mercury, and all of a sudden you can think more clearly and you don't have the tremor in your hands and you don't have, you know, all of these weird things that you thought was just a sign of getting old is actually a sign of heavy metal poisoning.
And you didn't even know the link. This is really fascinating because, like you said, I mean, this is everywhere. So what I'm thinking is, as you're developing the product so that it doesn't take out the things that would cause you to be deficient, it's focused on just cleaning the heavy metals out.
So it is going to take some vitamin A and vitamin C. And the way we're working the product is you would do 2 weeks on, 1 week off, and 2 weeks on. Okay. And we recommend that you do take a good food source vitamin supplement throughout that whole time and for a few months afterwards, because there's no getting around it bonding to vitamin A and a few other things, and it's going to pull that out. So we're trying to just mitigate the amount of it that we're taking out, but we definitely are. This product is going to pull those things, it is going to pull those things out of your body.
This is just so exciting to think about that, because when you're taking the toxins out of your body and you're utilizing the other things that really focus on cell rejuvenation and cell protection, you are placing yourself in such a strategic motion to continue to stay healthy despite things that come our way. I mean, that to me is just, I don't think I've seen anything on the market that can even compare to this in any way. I mean, just the health tonic alone was really something that was surprising to me on how effective it is and natural it is. And the fact that you're utilizing just the technology that nobody else is and is proven, that in itself was mind-blowing. But this now, when you're combining all of these things together, I mean, it's absolutely incredible.
I cannot claim any, you know, it's not me. I just happen to be surrounded with the right kind of people. And it takes a lot of people to kind of keep this machine running. And there's a, you know, I've seen, especially since the lockdown and COVID and everything that's happened recently, people in our industry are kind of banding together, which is something I didn't see beforehand. Everybody was kind of on their own thing, doing their own thing. And like, I don't want to talk to you because you might steal my product. And now I'm seeing all of these people that are like, okay, how can we make something together? How can we, you know, myself and two other companies are looking at putting together our own shipping depot where we store all of our products in one place where we can do shipping and everything together. And there's lots of companies kind of banding together now saying like, okay, how can we, you know, I'm not going to survive without you. So like, you know, let's share some stuff. How can we kind of work together to keep things going? So that's one really beautiful thing that I've seen come out of the lockdowns and COVID and all of that is kind of a camaraderie with people saying, oh, you know, my business survives and like your business survived. Let's see how we can work together, you know?
I love that because many people know that when you join hands with others, you all rise. Whereas if you're trying to do it alone, you can get somewhere, but either not as big or not as quickly or not as well. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
I think that this is incredibly awesome. I love the fact that the things that you are doing are not only effective, but they work very quickly. And to me, this is amazing. I want to thank you so much for being here because we have so much to talk about too, coming with the colon cleanse and the heavy metal cleanse coming up here in a couple of weeks. And I really want to focus on the graviola that you're talking about today, because I think that this is of utmost urgency to get to people.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's, I mean, I can't say enough about it. It's something that, I mean, obviously I'm very passionate about it because we've spent a lot of time and effort in developing this product, but we, you know, it's something that I think it's needed in this world. I think there's so many massive companies taking hundreds of millions of dollars worth of donations every year to look for this and look for that. And I feel like if they actually had to find something good, they would be out of business. So it's better to just always look for something. And, you know, there's foundations out there and I'm sure we could all think of two or three of them that they make hundreds of millions of dollars a year looking for a cure for cancer and looking for a cure for Alzheimer's. And if they had to find one, they would go out of business because they probably make more money every year in donations than they do in, you know, treating people and helping people. So I think there's a grassroots kind of thing growing now of people who are saying, okay, that's not working. What's going to work? How can we kind of figure out something that is going to work? And I believe this product is, you know, one of those keys.
And I want to jump to something that you said and then connect it to the future release of your colon cleanse, because I read an article on the direct link between what's going on through your colon and gut health to now they've discovered a direct link with that to Alzheimer's. So if you are getting out all of the things that you talked about, the plaque off the sides and the film off the sides of the colon and taking those toxins out, that risk is going to be completely altered. So I'll want to talk to you more on that as well. This, all of these things, and when you were talking about different companies that are utilizing donations for research and things like that, and then they're not coming through with anything solid like what you have. But in addition to that, I can think of numerous products, whether they are household consumer goods type of products or supplements, that companies have utilized less in the product and filled it with other fillers or additives. And they're still marketing it as a product that is supposed to address whatever it is or do whatever it is. And it will not meet that. You've got to continually purchase that product. And you might see some little results over time, but they're not the results people generally are looking for.
So there's a couple of things I want to kind of go over that you said or reiterate on and expand on. One of the things is about the colon. You know, yes, we can clean the colon out, but if you keep eating dirty food, that layer is going to come back. So there is absolutely, like, I cannot make a product that is better for you than you eating fresh, clean fruits and vegetables. Like, I just can't. Like, it's not, you know, our vision for our business as a holistic health company is to get into helping people grow food, because ultimately, when you're eating the right food, you don't need to take supplements. So that's where our industry is moving, into functional food and into nutrient dense food, because when you're eating food that's really good for you, you don't need to even take a colon cleanse. You don't need to detox. You don't need to fix your cells, because everything's in a good place already. So there is no getting around the fact that even if you clean your colon and do take all of our products and everything, if you continue drinking, you know, Coca-Cola and Dorito, eating Doritos and processed foods and all of this kind of stuff, you're doing that damage all over again. So there's no magic pill to fix you without you changing your lifestyle as well. So I just want to put some emphasis on that, because lots of people, you know, I've had so many conversations where they're like, oh, I don't want to change anything in my life. I just want a pill that's going to make me lose weight. No. And I say, well, yeah, but you drink a gallon of Diet Coke a day. You know, there's no pill that can fix that, you know, or drinking you know, those big gulps from 7-Eleven of soda. That's like 32 ounces of soda. You know, you can't fix that. There's no pill. It might temporarily make you feel better, but it's not going to fix that.
Sure.
So yeah. And then one of the other things that you covered, as far as the supplement industry, absolutely. Yes, there are, you know, when we first started, we were trying to expand our product line. So we looked to other supplement manufacturers and said, hey, do you guys have any products that we can white label and put into our company? And we started getting some samples from these people, and we were like, oh my goodness, it's like 97% magnesium oxide, or, you know, rice bran or maltodextrin, or like all of these things, and it's only like 3% active ingredients. And we thought, like, we can't sell this to our customers. There's basically nothing in it that you're charging us $7 a bottle for, and we've got to charge somebody $20 a bottle for, but there's nothing in it. Mm-hmm. So that's when we realized we have to make it ourselves. And we don't use any fillers or bulking agents. If we have, say, a 500 milligram capsule and we only have 30 or 40 milligrams of active ingredient that have to go into that, we'll find something else that's beneficial, like stinging nettle or something like that. And we'll put the remaining 420 milligrams of stinging nettle into it and use that as a filler. So we only use, you know, other plants as fillers or bulking agents. We don't use like flour or something like that. The only product is our liquid products that have the glycerine in it. The glycerine has no medicinal benefit to you. But we just weren't able to find something else to hold the essential oils and to hold everything inside the capsule without melting the capsule. So, you know, you can't mix anything with water, it'll melt the capsule. So vegetable glycerine is the only thing we found that was inert, that wouldn't destroy the capsule and destroy all of the ingredients. So I would say that's probably the only filler that we use.
Can I just interject for a second? Because I don't want the audience to think, well, it's a filler and it won't have any effect, because these natural products that you are joining with the active ingredient has beneficial properties on its own. In addition to that, you're actually going to end up getting sort of more.
Yeah. So, you know, I think there's also a lot of negatives to some of these fillers and bulking agents and all of this kind of stuff that we use. So, and also when you're talking about essential oils, like we use essential oils in a lot of our products, and, you know, one drop, let's say oregano, for instance, one drop of oregano oil is equal to about 10 kgs of oregano leaves. So we may have, like, our Nano Immune, it has oregano oil in it. And there's you know, several drops of oregano oil in a whole 1 month supply of NanoImmune. But that those drops, those 10 or so drops of oregano oil, is equivalent to eating about 60 kgs, or, you know, divided by 2.2 for pounds. So like 22 pounds of oregano leaves throughout the month. That's kind of how concentrated it is. So when we use such high quality extracts, like an essential oil, you know, there's a lot of extra room in there. So that's why we've put those with vegetable glycerin. And also, you know, it has to go with something. And we looked at coconut oil and all these kind of things. And some people have allergens to coconut, or, you know, allergic reactions to coconut oil. So we literally looked through a whole database of stuff. And we thought, you know, what can we put these active ingredients in? And we came up with vegetable glycerin. Vegetable glycerin has the least amount of negative reactions with people. So yeah, but that's probably the only thing that I would consider a filler that we use. Everything else, all of our dry products, we just use other herbs as a filler or a bulking agent. And it's really terrible. Like, there was a study, you know, I know somebody who knows the CEO of GNC, and they have changed a lot of things nowadays, and they're actually quite a good company now. But I remember there being a study several years ago where somebody went into a GNC and started testing out their products, and they weren't finding the things that were the active ingredients in. So like a bottle of, you know, vitamin C wouldn't have any vitamin C in it. So they've had to really change their formulations and everything, and they're up to par now. But I think the public is becoming very educated on this stuff, and they're looking for companies that are having an effect, and companies that are working.
Well, and I think the thing for our listeners and viewers to really take note of is that you had said these are products that we're giving to address this and to make you healthy, but ultimately we're going in this direction because you want to be eating clean and you want to be in a position of this. So your ultimate goal truly is bringing people into good health, and that is what it's all about. We'll leave it right there for right now. NatureRains.com, discount code RSR. Anything else you want to share before I let you go for the next couple of weeks? Because we've got more to talk about.
Definitely. No, the only thing I can say to people is start watching your food. You know, instead of counting calories, count ingredients. And make sure you can read all of the ingredients on something. And I think that is even more important than counting your calories.
That is a powerful statement. I'm just sitting here thinking about everything that I personally do, as you said that, when I'm looking at the nutrition label.
Yeah.
But I really like what you have said, because the fewer ingredients means whatever the active component is the most concentrate.
And just, you know, make sure you can read the ingredients, and you know, make sure there's no letters and numbers and stuff that you have to Google. Like, if you can read the names of everything, then you're probably okay. But there's also some sneaky stuff in there. So yeah, I would say, you know, focus on what you eat. And if you have to, for the first couple of months, have your cell phone with you in the grocery store and Google the stuff that you don't know what it is when you look at the ingredients on something. Mm-hmm. I know they've been tricky, and they've changed the names of some stuff that's really not good for you because people started getting smart to it. So carry your phone with you and read the ingredients and Google the ones that you don't instantly know what they are, and just look at what the ingredients are. And you won't have to fix problems if you watch what you're eating.
And share the name of the product that we so have wanted to give focus to this particular episode on.
NanoGravion is the product we've been speaking about today.
All right, everybody. NanoGravion. Go to NatureRains.com. Use the discount code RSR. Take a look at the complete product line, because you're going to be astonished at the things that are already on the virtual shelf there that you can take a look at. You'll be able to look at the ingredients and pretty much know what they are just by looking at them. And even if you don't, you're going to find it's a plant, and you'll be able to see all the different benefits and the properties that it has. Thanks for tuning into the show. I really hope that you have found some value in the things that we've talked about. I can think of numerous things that'll change your life just in this short time that we've been talking with David. And I hope that you have an opportunity to get your hands on some of this stuff. And if you know anybody who is facing any of these challenges, or you want to help them prevent it, please make sure you get this out to them, because I think that they will appreciate it. And our circle of influence is so great. They say the 6 degrees. So there's going to be somebody that you know. And even if you just share it, that person probably knows somebody who's dealing with something very, very heavy, and it'll need to get addressed. Thanks for tuning in today. Catch us again every Wednesday at noon. I'm looking forward to seeing all your comments, and I would really like the feedback on the product lines, because I want to hear how well you're doing. We do care. Thanks for tuning in.